review. Yes, finally doing this. Isn't that right?
Yes, you're finally doing this, and I'm not going to help you with this because this is your book review.
Please, can you at least like ask me some questions? I don't want to do this by myself.
Okay, what's the book called?
It's called The Seventh Land by hang on,
Morris G.
yeah, it's by him. I know, I think that's rubbish, but it's by him. He's a pretty cool dude. He writes some pretty cool books. This was the one I happened to read. Yes, questions. I don't know what I'm supposed to say on this type of questions, be honest.
What's it about?
About, yes. Okay, if I'm being completely honest, I completely forgot about what happened, but if I remember correctly, it's about some girl who was behind this, like, giant invisible ball, mm-hmm. and she pulled some drummer boy dude, who, surprise, surprise, wasn't a drummer boy, and, like, she pulled him through the wall, and some douche was like, oh my god, how did you do that? This is basically it summed up. It was like, oh my god, how did you do that? So then he starts shooting at her. Bullets just rolled down the wall because the wall was like, no, stop that. That's illegal. And so the drummer boy dude was like, I think he was like thinking thanks or something. Then he fell asleep. And then he woke up and then he tried to kill her. But then they had to go to the old one, which is this really old dude. And he was like, no, don't kill her. You need to go on some adventure to save your sister.
And so on and so forth. And then they have to go and chase out down all these bloody MacGuffins in order to find what they're trying to find.
Yes, pretty much. But did you like my summed up description? I think it was pretty good.
Very good summed up description of the beginning.
Yes, the beginning. That's all I remember from me. Oh, but the girl that put him through the wall, he's black. This was like way back when slaves existed.
Yeah.
So she had to pretend to be a slave for the drummer boy, who again wasn't a drummer boy. And then they walked through, and then people started getting suspicioso because she was too fat to be a slave. And so they ran. They ran for a bit. Then they got to a town, and then they like put on some clothes and a disguise.
And then something happened.
And I think some woman tried to like take the girl because she was like, oh, you're like a freed slave, aren't you? Yeah, come with me and can you get you better work. And then the girl's like, no, stop that. I know what you're trying to pull. Then the woman was like, called her a rude name and then left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're doing this during lunch, by the way.
Yeah, we're casually eating our food while doing this. Don't mind us.
Yeah, so do you have any other questions?
What were the names again?
So the girl who had to be a slave girl, her name was Fliss. I read it as Floss for the first few times it was mentioned. Fun fact. The drummer boy, his name was Kurt, but then he had to change it to Keith as to not arouse suspicion.
Yeah.
And, the old one's called the old one. We don't know his real name. It's just the old one.
I don't think they had names.
They get called whatever the hell they want to be called.
Yeah.
Like his sister, it's like called Lorna. She's a bit blind.
She's called the Nightingale.
Yeah, she's blind. She can't really see. He's also a bit deformed. So like one time she got captured, then she got forced to sing in some town square.
Don't reveal too much, because you've read the story. You're talking to people who haven't read the story yet.
Probably haven't. Oh yeah, I should have put a spoiler warning at the start. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, spoiler warning now before it gets too late. Okay. Do you have any other questions for me?
Nope, not really.
Okay, well, I'm going to go over to this tab and read my review. Ooh. So, The Seventh Land. As you know, it's a book by Morris G, yeah? And it's written in the fantasy fiction genre. The book is a story about some girl who saves some boy who isn't actually a boy. from getting shot by pulling him through this invisible wall, which is like the ultimate know you of the story. And I can't be asked to read all of this, but yes, most of this you've heard. And yeah, so basically there are several challenges that they overcome to like get the to make their way to where the boy's sister is that they have to save. And yeah, a few problems I have with this was yeah, it was pretty good character development, but then it was like immediately got thrown out after like the boy who was in the boy got captured. And he went back to being a shallow dude who was a bit of a douche. He used to be a cool dude, but I don't like him because he was a douche.
One of the side characters ended up having more personality than he did.
Pretty much, yes. There are some pretty good language features in there, like similes and metaphors throughout the book. Did you see any more language features that I didn't? Because I am blind. That you remember.
Idioms, I think.
Okay, idioms, yes. We shall throw that in there. And, I guess I'll recommend this to people that can read chapter books pretty well. So, like, for me, that was when, around when I was 11, I was a slow reader. And I also recommend it to people that like fantasy and dystopia esque books. And yeet. Oh, 6 minutes, that's fun.
Oh, yeah. You nearly spat on my apple.
I'm sorry about that. So, yeah. This has been book review.
You're very dead inside, aren't you now?
Yes, I am. I really don't want to do this. So, yeah, later. You might read some more chapters from books on Wattpad. Yeah, bye.